Mitchell required a guaranteed delivery of a completed prototype aircraft built to Nelson's specifications within 4 months. After the prototype was approved, Douglas had to ship dozens of sets of spare parts, including manufactured subassemblies, pontoons, engines, propellers, and instruments, within 60 days, and completed aircraft within 120 days. Donald Douglas spent a sleepless night following his meeting with Eric Nelson. He knew the extreme rivalry that existed between the services. If he accepted this new Army order and gave it priority over existing naval orders, he could lose his best customer. Additional orders from the Army were unlikely, and the chances for a successful world flight were very slim. Realistically, the survival of Douglas Aviation would depend upon the success of a world flight. At 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time the next morning, Billy Mitchell received a telephone call from a sleepless Donald Douglas. "General Mitchell, I'm betting the survival of my company on your world flight. Can you at least assure me that all the necessary approvals and funding are firmly in place?" Mitchell replied, "Of course they are, Mr. Douglas. You can rest assured this flight has been approved at the highest levels with ample funding. Stop worrying. We've got a dozen other companies breathing down our backs. You give me the airplanes on time, and I'll give you the record. We'll make Douglas Aviation a household name." Douglas waited before replying. Did he really want to put his company into jeopardy just when it had finally started showing a profit? Was he really willing to bet everything on the long shot, fame and glory, or nothing? "Okay, General," he said, "I'll build the airplanes. You build the pilots." Contrary to Mitchell's assurances, at the time Douglas committed his company, neither approval for the flight nor funding had been secured. The delivery schedule Mitchell insisted on would have been very difficult for even the largest aircraft factory. Complicating matters further, as many as 50 Liberty engines hastily assembled under wartime conditions would have to be disassembled and rebuilt to assure reliability during the flight. Complex aircraft development projects usually take years, not months. The large sums of money required to meet the ambitious delivery schedule put Douglas Aviation deeply into debt.